Moving to a new location is never easy. In this episode on Clutch, we will discuss the dangers of moving during a pandemic.
Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know how to describe myself, huh?
We got to give these ladies a makeover.
Funny, sometimes you feel like you're always getting on the show.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good to know.
A lot of women experience some of them. Clutch has, like, a lot of different kinds of interests.
I don't like women.
Good evening. I'm Corinne McCabe, also known as Kay, and I am hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me a host of girlfriends, and our topic today is moving during a pandemic. Say hi, ladies.
Hello, this is
Lee. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. So I want to talk tonight a little bit about moving during the pandemic, but first I want us to discuss sort of our experiences with moving in the past. I person who tends to move a lot, I really didn't know this until this year when I was getting ready to move, and my neighbor was like, you must move a lot because this doesn't seem to really bother you. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what, you're right, I do move a lot. I have lived in Minnesota, I live now in Wisconsin. For the majority of my life I lived in California. I've lived in Oakland, Sacramento, and Stockton. So I have moved around a lot, maybe not as much as other people, but I've experienced moving. What about you guys? Corinne, you go first.
I definitely am transitioning as you speak. So I am staying at Airbnbs as well as hotels at the moment, just until I can move into my place. But hopefully the first, if everything works out, it's just been a struggle being that, A, I wasn't planning on moving, and B, the fact that COVID is like a lot of people don't want to rent. A lot of people are, it's like a lot of places are renting in places where you don't necessarily want to live. And then the other issue is people want to scam now for some reason. That's the new thing, is scammers.
Right. It looks like we have a new caller on the line, caller 470. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Sharika. This is my first time I'm joining, so I'm very excited.
Nice to meet you, Sharika. We're just talking right now about moving and, you know, just the experiences we've had with moving and how they compare to moving in 2020. We're going to go to Alexis. Alexis, how have you a lot in your past, and what was it like?
I hate moving. Because something always manages to get broken and something always goes missing. The last time I moved into this house, it's been 4 years, and I still don't know where the box of knives went. My aunt, my sister swears up and down she packed them and brought them over to the house. My aunt swears up and down she saw the box, but then when I went looking for the box, I don't know where it went. So I had to survive in my house for a month and a half without knives. Can you imagine how much takeout we had to order?
Wow. That pretty much sucks. I hate moving because every time I haven't experienced losing something in a move, but I have experienced broken items, valuable broken items in a move, and that's really frustrating, especially when you tell the movers, you know, this is fragile, and lo and behold, you open the box and it's destroyed. That's so painful to me. I hate that mess. What about you, Sharika? Have you moved before? What was it like?
Well, yes, I have. I'm a homeowner now, but before we moved in, I was like, okay, well, you know, this is going to be our last time moving for a while. So I was like, well, you know, we're going to hire a mover, you know, mover company. But we end up moving it ourselves. So I moved. So how is it, you know, dealing with a moving company? I never hired one before, but I wanted to hire one, though, but I end up not, you know, hiring a company.
You know, that is another thing. I have hired moving companies twice in my life. The first time it cost me, I think it was between $2,000 and $3,000. I think it might have been, no, maybe it was between $3,000 and $5,000. I can't remember the exact amount. But it was pretty costly because I was moving from Minnesota to California and it was dead winter. It was December.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the first time that I ever moved cross country. That was the second time I moved cross country, but it was the first time I ever had to hire a moving company to move cross country. And I mean, the process was pretty simple. Again, I lost valuable furniture in the move, which was a pain. I had to give away a lot of things. It was during a really traumatic time in my life. It wasn't the best experience, but, you know, I got through it. If I had to count, I think I might have moved. I've moved so many times. I moved from Oakland to Hayward, from Hayward to, well, I moved to a couple different places in Hayward. I've moved more than 5 or 6 times. I would say maybe close to 10 times, if I'm just going to, you know, put it into a. Go ahead.
I was going to say I never actually hired a moving company. Before I moved into this house, I moved briefly out into a rented condo. I got sick and tired of walking back and forth to grab stuff. So here in the DMV area, sometimes you can find people looking for odd jobs by just going to 7-Eleven, and there's usually a group of them just waiting around for people. So I just picked 2 people and said, I'll pay you X amount of dollars. I think it was like $300-$400 to move all my stuff. And it wasn't actually that bad because they didn't break anything, thank goodness.
Yeah, you know, I find that it's much easier to hire individual people to move your stuff than it is to hire a moving company. Every single time that I've moved, when I hired individual people, none of my stuff was broken. It was only when I hired moving companies that my stuff got broken.
Wow.
Now, that's, you know, probably not the greatest recommendation for moving companies. So, there you go. Have any of you had to move during this year?
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Corinne, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. So
yes.
What was it like?
It definitely was, like I said before, unexpected. I didn't expect to have to move so soon. Long story short, the person that owned the house decided that they need to sell it because they need the money. So I was given 30 days to pack up and move. So I'm still in the process of moving. So it feels like it's never ending. And that was back in July the 20th is when I moved.
How was this move different from any of the other moves that you've experienced?
It was planned. So my previous move, I planned to move. It might have been long distance, but I've done short distance moves, and I've done long distance moves, but they're all been at least planned. It wasn't like, you know, a 30-day turnaround me wanting to move.
Right. Did you experience any dangers during your move, you know, as a result of 2020 or your situation?
No. I'm fortunate enough to have had a savings, so I was able to go to secure places, so I didn't really worry about a security issue.
Anybody else? Shariga, Alexis, either one of you have to move during 2020?
Nope, I didn't.
I didn't have to either. I'm not moving anytime soon unless I plan on moving out, which is not happening anytime soon. So, no.
Nice. So I had to move during 2020, and it was probably the most stressful experience I've had for the last 5 years. I had been wanting to move for a long time, but, you know, circumstances didn't allow me to. And then when I finally decided, okay, I'm going to make the move now, I decided to make the move. I was supposed to leave in like April or May, and I couldn't because everything shut down. I was originally supposed to move to Texas, and I was looking at places in Texas, and then the shutdown happened and Texas shut down, and I couldn't move to Texas, which sucked. So then I had to restart my search, trying to figure out where I was going to go since I couldn't go to Texas and I really needed to leave California by June, because I had already chosen people who were going to rent my condo. So I didn't have a choice. I had to leave. So I was like on a time limit. I had to leave before June, and it was already like April or May. So I finally found Wisconsin. But what I found in Wisconsin, I was looking in Craigslist, because if you go on the websites, you're usually going to have to pay more on those, you know, just through those websites than you would if you found a location through Craigslist. I guess because when people list their places on those major websites, they up the prices than they would if they were, you know, putting them on Craigslist. So I found this 2-bedroom in Wisconsin for $680. And I thought it was a great deal because, you know, coming from California, what kind of 2-bedroom are you going to find for $680? You're just not, right? So I was like, okay, this is a great deal. Let's hope it's not a scam. And the guy wanted the deposit and the first and last month's rent. So I sent him the deposit and the first month's rent. I sent him the deposit. And I told him that upon seeing the place, when I arrived, I would pay him the first and last month's rent, because I wasn't trying to be out, you know, a couple thousand dollars. and it was probably one of the biggest risks I've taken in my life, because I was out of pocket, $800 out of pocket for the deposit. And that money, if he had scammed me, that money was going to be gone. There was no way I could get it back. And then I hired a moving company, which cost me, how much was it? It was close to $2,000. I think maybe a little more than that. I can't remember. Which was a pain. It was the most painful experience with a moving company I've ever experienced. Because when I hired them, it turned out that they weren't even a moving company. They were a brokerage. And they charged a brokerage fee, which was on top of the moving fee. And they refused to give me back my deposit when the shutdown happened. And I was like, it's a shutdown. It's a natural, it's like a natural disaster. This isn't my fault. I want my money back. They refused to give it back, which was an added complication. So then after the moving company quit on me on two or three different occasions, finally we found a moving company through this brokerage that could pack my stuff and move me. So packed all my things, packed my kid and my two dogs into my car, and drove from California to Wisconsin. And then, you know, thank goodness God was keeping an eye on me, because it turned out that the $680 apartment was not a scam, paid the guy first and last month's rent, and now I'm here in Wisconsin. But yeah, it probably sounds long and convoluted, because it was probably the most convoluted moving experience I've ever had in my entire life. So there you go.
Oh,
have any of you experienced some traumatizing moving experiences like that?
No.
Nice. Okay, well, on that thought, we're going to go to the break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Real Girlfriends Across America is on Patreon. Please follow us at patreon.com/Real Girlfriends Across America. We strive to bring good content and we appreciate every show of support. Your donation could make a world of difference. Thank you for listening and all that you do.
Clutch on to your drinks while we listen to today's trending news story.
Mackenzie Scott, author and ex-wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, is now the wealthiest woman in the world. Her net worth is now $68 billion, propelling her past L'Oreal heiress Francois Bettencourt Myers, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. Talk about boss chick. Now, back to you.
All right, we are back with the ladies, and now we want to discuss just some of the dangers of moving in general and how those dangers might change in 2020 and some thoughts on how to handle them. Sharika, you want to go first? What are some dangers of moving in general versus dangers of moving right now?
I would probably say yeah, you know, with the scamming, you know, the landlord, see if the person, you know, if they may not really own the home, you know, because I saw a lot of people, they got into that situation where the person really didn't own the home. So, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Alexis, what about you?
I would say that you got to really be careful who you hire if you are going to hire a moving company, because as someone earlier mentioned that her things get broken when she hired, and some moving companies are more reputable than others. But in the year 2020, the pandemic has hit. So a lot of people are out there looking for odd jobs, trying to make ends meet. So it's a little more dangerous nowadays because you never know. If you have something valuable and you're going to hire somebody to move your items, you got to be careful because you might never see your item again.
Right. What about you, Corinne?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the scammers, and definitely COVID, just being worried that while you're traveling, if you're doing long distance, that you don't contract something along the way, and just being safe that you're actually, like you experienced, Kay, being able to trust that you're actually sending your money to someone that's actually own the home. I actually encountered when I was recently trying to find some place that I asked, when can I go to view it, and the person told me that they were out of town, but I can go ahead and look through the windows. And I'm like, I can't look through the windows. And that's just weird. Like, obviously, when can I set a time that you'll be back, or you can have someone with the key show it to me? Because I'm not, obviously, not trusting, even if you did own it, that's just a weird setup.
Right, right. I would definitely have to say that, you know, again, just like the ladies were saying, that that you want to be careful of scams in your move. When you're moving, Corinne just said, if they tell you to go look through the window, don't fall for it. If they don't have the key and they can't let you in, it's a scam. The other thing is you want to check. This is a mistake that I made when I was hiring a moving company this year. I didn't check reviews on Google of the moving company that I hired, because if I had, I would have discovered that they weren't a moving company. They were a brokerage and they suck, and I wouldn't have hired them and given my money. Their name is Connected Van Lines, and they sound like a moving company, but they are not. They're a broker and they suck. So don't use them. another danger right now in moving in 2020 is, lack of safe housing. You don't know if they have properly cleaned the house, if anybody with COVID has been in the house. You just don't know. So there's that. Social distancing difficulties when looking for a house, if you're unable to go and see the place because, you know, some places are in lockdown. That's what happened when I was trying to look in Texas. I wanted to go and see some of the housing there, and nobody could show me the house because everybody was social distancing. So there's difficulty with that too. Any thoughts, you guys?
I was going to say that if I were to move in 2020 and I were to go move in, I'm not moving in until I pay somebody to sanitize that house. And by sanitize, I mean sanitize from the roof all the way to the floor in every single room plus the windows and the walls and even the toilet seat and everything. I want them to use bleach and everything. I want that place to smell like ammonia and bleach the second I walk through the door. And
right.
If it doesn't, it's going to be an issue.
Right. Right. Anybody else? Okay. There are also economic factors, economic dangers. A lot of places right now are, you know, very leery about leasing or renting out to people without, you know, extensive history because, you know, some people don't have jobs anymore. So it's even more difficult right now to get housing. You were going to say something?
Yes. Yeah, because I know someone, they just started their own business, and they were like, well, you know, nobody's going to rent to me. You know, I have to show proof. So what do you think about that? You know, like, you know, I was telling them, you know, you have to, you know, I was like, well, you know, they should understand it, you know, that now, you know, a lot of people are, you know, starting to become entrepreneurs, you know, working for themselves. And I was like, you know, you have to, you know, just keep up, you know, proper documents of, you know, what income you're making, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, it's really hard to say because I rent a condo that I own. It was my home and I moved from there and I rent it out now. And I also am renting the place that I'm in from someone else. So I'm a renter and I also rent to other people. So I can see both sides of the spectrum, right? Like I can see how it would be really difficult for someone without a lot of financial history to prove that they are reliable enough to live someplace, especially, you know, if people are going to look at credit history right now. Like, I don't think very many people's credit is doing good right now, honestly. This pandemic, and especially, and I don't know if this has happened to any of you, but this pandemic has really caused a lot of credit card companies to crack down in ways that they, you know, didn't say that they were going to. For example, I have pretty good credit, but I was like, 3 days, not even 3 days late. It was like 3 days. I think it was 3 days. Maybe it was 3 days late. And I made my payment. Like I always make my payment and they'd never done this before. They always just sort of, you know, allowed me to make my payment. And usually they say, oh, if you're 30 days late, then it goes on your credit report. Right? Like that's common, right? No, these people, I paid my credit 3 days after the due date. And not only did they ding me, they closed down my credit card and messed up my credit. My credit score dropped 32 points.
Whoa.
Off of just a 3-day payment. Can you imagine? That had never happened to me before. I had excellent credit history, never was late, never had a late mark. These people dinged me on my credit, shut down my credit card. And all because of the pandemic, because people are losing their jobs. They don't, you know, so these credit card companies are basically, you know, just shutting things down. I mean, they really did the most. So that's just a warning to everybody. Don't even be a second late because they will just mess you up.
Yeah,
anybody have some other thoughts?
I think 2020.
Go ahead.
Sorry? I think 2020 has brought a lot of challenges and it's only going to get slightly worse. only because, you know, winter is coming, and that's a main worry. And it's now September, 17th, and it's already getting quickly cooler than my area is used to. I've heard in some parts of the country it started snowing. So
right.
Mother Nature apparently decided 2020 was the year to kick everybody's butt. So I have a feeling that with COVID so rampant this winter, a lot of doctor's offices are going to be swamped.
Right.
People are going to get the flu, and then because they have the flu, they have to be careful not to get COVID. And people who are a little sensitive to the cold weather, like me, or I don't do well when one night it's 40-something and then the next night it's 80-something and it keeps on dropping like that, I tend to get sick. Like, all I can say is now that it's September, my advice to everybody, start stocking up on all those meds that we take advantage of in the winter, because I can guarantee you now, I foresee in this winter, you're not going to be able to find anything.
Yeah,
right,
that's good
right.
advice. I agree with you.
Yeah. I think another thing that you guys or that we could all, you know, discuss is just location. Like, if people are going to move during a pandemic, you want to be really careful about where you're moving. Like, that was one thing I had to consider when I decided that I was going to move. I chose the most out of the way backward location with the tiniest population that still had civilization in it that I could find. I didn't want to be surrounded by a whole bunch of COVID carrying people.
I like how she said still has civilization in it. What do you think of the U.S. doesn't have civilization?
Well, you know, I mean, we're getting there. It's sad to say, but we're getting there. I mean, the homeless rate here in America is skyrocketing. I mean, if you go and look at some of our streets, you would be wondering if we're a third world country or not. It's sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about moving in locations and all of that during this pandemic?
See, I'm going to have to... Go ahead.
Corinne, go ahead.
Oh. Okay, so... I was just going to say, I would have the same concern that you have with just contracting the virus within the home itself, just because people are not properly cleaning. And also just the fact that at this moment, it's just everything's iffy. So just trying to make sure that you're in a secure place, that someone's just not trying to hurry up and unload something just because they just don't want to deal with it. And then you're dealing with problems with it needs to be fixed, and they're not going to be around to fix it.
Right. Anyone else?
Well, I was going to say that I do agree with location. One of the blessings where I live is I live very close to the hospital. It's less than 5 minutes from my house. Unfortunately, I also live down the street from Fairfax, which is one of the highest cases of COVID here in Northern Virginia. So,
wow.
To be honest, I have not left my house. I've only left my house to do really absolutely necessary things. And I also live in a house with an essential worker. And fortunately, she had not contracted it, but a couple of her coworkers have. So it's a very dangerous world we live in, even though things are starting to slowly open up. And I understand people are going stir crazy in their house. Please, for the love of God, do not leave your house unless it's absolutely necessary. And if you are out there, please, for the love of God, like carry a hand sanitizer, carry some gloves, and wear your mask. Because the last thing you want to do is contract something, and the last thing you want to do is to give it to your loved ones and or contract it to somebody else.
Right. Anyone else?
Yeah, because I heard somebody tell me that they go to the nightclubs. What do you think about that? I didn't meant to ask them, but what do you think about nightclubs opening up now? I mean,
I think that's stupid because, I mean, how are you going to stay 6 feet away from somebody while you're trying to, like, get your grind on?
See, I would when somebody said they're going to the nightclub, okay, all I'm going to say is, you don't remember what happened to the state of Florida when they started opening up all those beaches? They had a high demand down there where COVID wasn't as high down there. And they started opening up all the places down there that the people down there wanted. And there was a massive drive to Florida. Now, remember Florida a couple of weeks ago? The COVID cases skyrocketed. So for anybody who wants to go to the nightclub and stuff like that, all I'm going to say is, are you out of your mind? Like, because there are if you want to go meet people that badly, there's Zoom, there's Skype, go dance in your own bedroom. Why are you going to go out there and bump and grind in a crowded room with a whole bunch of other people?
Right. Like, just because someone looks healthy doesn't mean they don't have COVID.
Yeah. And I'm only thinking from a healthcare perspective because I'm a healthcare worker. My sister is a healthcare worker. It's getting winter, people. You got to think about the essential workers who work in healthcare. Because if you are out there bumping and grinding, out there doing stupid things to contract COVID, what do you think is going to happen when the COVID cases skyrocket and all the essential workers who are nurses, doctors, contract COVID, then who's going to take care of your butt?
Right. So on that note, I'm going to start wrapping it up. I want us to remember, you know, in a move during the 2020 pandemic, please stay safe. Make sure that you're not getting scammed. Make sure that you're going to a location that is, you know, safe in terms of social distancing. You know, be careful, wear your mask. And yeah. Hope you stay well out there. Any other thoughts? All right. Well, thank you for calling in, ladies.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss an episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America and visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, clutch on to your best friend and stay tuned.